Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready. I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
On December 15th at 12 p.m., wreaths across America will be at Oviedo Cemetery to remember and honor our veterans through the laying of remembrance wreaths on the graves of our country's fallen heroes and of saying the name of each and every veteran out loud. And here to tell us all about Wreaths Across America is Michelle Mingoya, who is the location coordinator. Michelle, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael, and thank you for helping us get the word out to the community about Wreaths Across America.
Now, this is a great, great idea, and it's a great, because, you know, you can't do enough for veterans, and you have to remember every year, you have to, because a lot of them sacrifice their lives for the very freedoms that we enjoy, and you can't do this enough. Tell us about Wreaths Across America.
I am a location coordinator just for the Oviedo area, but there are actually 10 or more cemeteries in the greater Orlando area that are participating this year, and the effort is growing. It's actually in its 26th year in the United States. And it began when a fellow with a wreath factory in Maine had some extras, and he put them on a truck and sent them to Arlington. And it started from those modest beginnings and now has spread to over 1,400 cemeteries in the U.S. Our aim is to put a live balsam wreath at the winter holidays on every veteran's grave in the United States and overseas as well. The reason we need to get the word out to the community is that laying all these wreaths requires a lot of volunteers. And we hope that people in the community who want to recognize and honor the veterans will come out and participate in the short ceremony that happens at noon Eastern time at every location across the United States, and then help us place one or more wreaths in the cemetery nearest them, or perhaps one that has a grave that belongs to someone in their family.
Now, you're going to be handling the Oviedo one.
I am.
And in Oviedo, there are 165 veteran graves?
Approximately.
Right. And your goal is to get a wreath on each and every one of them.
That's right.
How many wreaths you got so far?
We right now have about 80 spoken for, and these are sponsored by people in the community.
So you got half.
About half. We're working toward filling that up. We have some promises, and the deadline for this year for fundraising is December 3rd. So we're in our last week, and we're scrambling like crazy to get those last few wreaths sponsored.
So you got to hurry. What happens if you get in there after the deadline?
Well, the sponsorships get credited for next year.
Okay, so it's not a loss.
No, not at all.
You won't
not
feel like
all.
You, oh, I missed it. All right, so let's talk about how you do that, or how it's done. It's 165 plus graves just in Oviedo, and you have, what, about 10 of these cemeteries around Florida?
Yes.
That's a lot of wreaths.
It's a lot of wreaths.
Yeah, and it says here 1,400 locations nationwide, and this all's going to happen on the same day on December 15th.
Yes.
So you can go to any Veterans Cemetery. The one near Bushnell is probably a national one, right?
Absolutely.
Right. But the idea is that to show up and show your support, if you haven't been able to do that with a wreath, you can just show up or volunteer.
Yes.
Talk about how to become a volunteer.
Wreaths Across America has a website, wreathsacrossamerica.org. On that website, you can click a button, put in your information, and the local coordinator will contact you and let you know more about how to participate. Or you can just come to one of the participating cemeteries and you can find out if a location is participating right on there. At noon, we'll all start promptly. After the ceremony, then each of the volunteers that's available will get a wreath or two from the group and take it out to one of the cemeteries that's marked for a vet.
And if you are a family member who is at the ceremony and wants to do it, you participate in that personally, right?
You can.
You can.
Most of the local cemeteries will take a grave-specific request, is what it's called, and you can also do that on the website.
Now, this is the kind of thing where maybe you're hearing about it for the first time, and you've seen the ceremonies they have at Arlington, and you don't realize that they do it locally. Mm-hmm. Before we came on, you were telling me how you got involved in this.
Well, originally, I heard about it on 60 Minutes. There was a segment 5 or 6, maybe more years ago, where they talked about the gentleman in Maine and his factory and how it all got started at Arlington. I was inspired by that, and I had heard about two of the locations locally that were participating. And I knew that the Oviedo Cemetery is quite active in the community. It's a historical site. I contacted Wreaths Across America. I said, how do we get started? So it's been a really interesting experience because all of the community groups in Oviedo have kind of jumped into this and are all working together to try and gather the people that we need for our ceremony, to get the wreaths funded, and to get the word out to volunteers to come participate with us.
And it's quite a sight. If you go on the website, you can see pictures of these cemeteries with the wreaths on them. Mm-hmm. It's quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's sad and it's beautiful at the same time. It's one of those things where you just get you.
Well, the purpose of Wreaths Across America, the motto of remember, honor, and teach, is to be sure that we are going out and we're not decorating graves. We're not really thinking so much about the death of these veterans as their lives and celebrating their lives and thanking them for their service.
Yeah, they're not here, but there are veterans who are here, especially World War II veterans who are a bit older now and would appreciate just to know that you're thinking of them. Even if you just see them, usually they're great. They're just unassuming. They mm-hmm. just put it all out there for the country. But right now they're just unassuming. Maybe they have a hat on and you can go up to them and say, hey, thank you.
Yes. And we've had great support for our effort from the American Legion group in Oviedo, the VFW, various veterans groups that are out there in the area, as well as the Historical Society. They're all jumping in. This particular cemetery is sponsored or owned or managed by the First United Methodist Church and the Cross Life Church, which used to be First Baptist. So that's the focus. There are actually 4 cemeteries in Oviedo, and we're hoping to expand. But this being my first year, and I'm still kind of figuring it out, we thought that starting with one and making sure that we could make it happen and then expanding to the others would be the right approach.
Well, that's how you do it. I'm sure the gentleman who started this had no idea this would expand out to 1,400 different locations across the country.
And his story is interesting, too, and is out there on the website. He apparently visited Arlington when he was 12 years old and was inspired. And so years later, when he was a successful wreath manufacturer, he came up with this idea for his surplus at the end of the season. And there are zillions. I have no idea how many volunteer truckers who pick up these wreaths and bring them to the local area. They have a caravan that starts in Maine and ends up at Arlington with the wreaths. It's a spectacular sight.
And you can be a part of it. If you want to volunteer, I'm sure they will not turn you down. This all happens on December 15th. You have time. Tell us, Michelle, how we can be a volunteer.
To volunteer, just go to the website, click where it says volunteer, give us your information so we can contact you and let you know where and when. Specifically, you can also look for a cemetery in your area and see if they are participating.
And really, if they're not participating,
well, then you might get something started.
There you go. Just like you did.
Yes.
Absolutely. Maybe they don't know about it.
That's right.
You could be, hey, this is a great thing to do. Website is Wreaths Across America. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org.
Correct.
Wreathsacrossamerica.org. Now, when you click on there, you'll see a lot of things. And you'll immediately want to do something. And you'll see how to sponsor a wreath. You'll see how to get involved with that. Even if you don't have anybody in your family who was in the military, I'm sure you know somebody. And you can do that. You can help them. You can get a wreath sent to them. Everything's available on the website, wreathsacrossamerica.org. And it's worthwhile. I mean, you hear about things you can do for yourself and your country. This is something right here. I know it means a lot to the families when a bunch of people show up, because sometimes these ceremonies are just the people in the ceremony, the families, and that's it. And you think, well, they're kind of alone. No, you can just show up and stand there. Just stand there with them, right?
We hope to have the community involved, and Oviedo in particular is one of those communities where people will come out and do this.
All right, so check it out. December 15th, this is Saturday, National Wreaths Across America Day. You can go to the Oviedo Cemetery at noon. Get there early, and you know what? You get a feel for what's going on. If you want to volunteer or get involved, go to wreathsacrossamerica.org for more information on how you could sponsor a wreath to honor a veteran or veterans. It's a great website, and you'll be amazed, because I'm sure I never heard of this. Well, now you have, so you got no excuse. So check it out. Wreaths Across America, December 15th at the Oviedo Cemetery. Well, Michelle Mingoya, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you, Michael.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.